Hi, I'm Aidan, and this is the Super Language Learner podcast. In this edition, we're going to listen to some short interview snippets on the subject of Haus oder Wohnung. I've done this lesson with students and taken their responses into account. I'm now transferring it into audio format as follow-up material for them and anybody else who's interested. Please consult the info sheet that accompanies this recording. I've sent it to students. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe, and make sure to give me your feedback. I need to know if these lessons are useful. Please note, there are some issues with the sound, the background noise, but I'm going to improve this in future recordings. We're going to focus on an important German grammar point, and I'll give you a rule of thumb to help you understand it and use it correctly. The level is very basic, it's A1 or A2 level, but it's still useful for students at a higher level, and I'll refer to my 6-point language learning checklist. So here is my language learning tip for this lesson. Beachte die wichtigen Kleinigkeiten. Pay attention to the important little things. Because I've noticed that students will often focus on the longer words and overlook the short words. But those short words are very important. When I ask students to repeat a sentence from memory, they often say, Ich wohne in einer Wohnung. But they should be focusing on all the words. Ich wohne in einer Wohnung. They need to notice that the article, einer, ends in a, because Wohnung is feminine. So pay attention to those small words, whether articles or prepositions. And that goes for any language. Okay, now we will listen and learn from these short interview snippets. If you want to practice your listening, listen without looking at the script.
Ich wohne in Kreuzberg. Die Wohnung hat 2 Zimmer, ein kleines Zimmer, eine Küche und ein Badezimmer. Ich wohne mit einem Mädchen zusammen und ich wohne dort seit 6 Jahren.
Kreuzberg is a famous district of Berlin. I lived in Kreuzberg when it was West Berlin. She says, Ich wohne mit einem Mädchen zusammen. She lives with a girl. That's her flatmate. Mit einem Mädchen. Einem is used with masculine and neuter. She is biologically feminine, but the word is grammatically neuter, because all words ending in chen are neuter. So it's mit einem Mädchen, just like mit einem Auto, that's neuter, oder mit einem Freund, that's masculine.
Ich wohne in einer Doppelhaushälfte in Manchester. Wir haben 3 Schlafzimmer. Ich wohne dort seit 6 Monaten. Ich finde das Haus sehr schön.
Silke lives in einer Doppelhaushälfte. That's in half a double house, in a semi-detached house. You can also say in einem Doppelhaus.
Ich wohne in einem freistehenden Haus in Chester und wohne da mit meiner Familie. Das Haus hat 4 Schlafzimmer.
Monika lives in einem freistehenden Haus, in a freestanding house, in a detached house. You can also say in einem Einfamilienhaus.
Wir wohnen in einem Haus. Wir wohnen in diesem Haus seit 3 Jahren. Wir haben einen kleinen Garten mit einem Gewächshaus.
Margareta has a small garden mit einem Gewächshaus, with a greenhouse. Mit einem Gewächshaus. Let's summarize the important points according to my checklist. So, stage 1, receive. We read and listened to the interview snippets before. 45 seconds long, about 100 words. I always like to know the number of words and the length of time. Next, extract words and phrases. Wörter und Phrasen. Die Doppelhaushälfte. Das Doppelhaus. Freistehend. Das Gewächshaus. So, repeat the words aloud and include the article der, die, and das. It helps you to remember the article. Next, practice pronunciation. Aussprache. Freistehenden. Make sure you say stehenden. Freistehenden. Schlafzimmer with a long A. Don't forget the TS sound in Zimmer. And Gewächshaus is like vex. Next, we examine grammar. Grammatic. Look what happens to the article. That's to say, what happens to the word for a in German. Ein Haus. In einem Haus. Eine Wohnung. In einer Wohnung. Ein Mädchen. Mit einem Mädchen. Meine Familie. Mit meiner Familie. That's with my family. And with her family, it's mit ihrer Familie. Ein Gewächshaus. mit einem Gewächshaus. So here's my rule of thumb, meine Faustregel. For masculine and neuter, the ending is M. For feminine, the ending is R. That's like the last letter of him and her in English. Coincidence. Zufall. So that's it. That's your rule of thumb in the dative case. I'll summarize it again. Letter M is used with masculine. Letter R is used with feminine. Neuter is the same as masculine. That's it. It's useful to do a translation just to check that you know everything, and you can practice by translating parts of it back into German. The translation is there in the transcript. The other point on my checklist is ask and answer, Fragen und Antworten. So I'll give you some questions for you to answer in your own time. Sample answers. We'll switch to the formal word for you, that is Sie, and you'll see why in a moment. Wo wohnen Sie?
Ich wohne in Cheshire.
Wohnen Sie in einem Haus oder in einer Wohnung?
Ich wohne in einem Haus, in einem Landhaus.
Wie viele Zimmer gibt es in Ihrem Haus?
In meinem Haus gibt es 36 Zimmer.
Wie lange wohnen Sie schon dort?
Meine Familie wohnt in diesem Haus seit 400 Jahren.
Wie finden Sie das Haus?
Es ist sehr historisch und sehr schön.
Wie heißt das Haus?
Aidenbury Hall.
Nein, das ist nicht mein Haus. That's not my house. It's just nice to vary the material. It makes it a bit more memorable and use a joke here and there. So keep the language learning tip in mind. Pay attention to the small words. And hopefully that rule of thumb is useful. I'll be doing lots more of these short lessons.
Please let me know if you found it useful. Vielen Dank und bis bald.